We're 2-0 down after 6 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, we've actually started the game all right. We were on the front foot. They had a bit of fortune about the first goal. I think Chezzy and Connor have gone in for the tackle together. It bounces out and they were quite clinical. I think it was touch and go whether Lewis Grabban was offside or not. And then I think the second goal was a crossfield ball, which was meant to go to their fullback. Jack Grealish almost, you know, cuts it out and we could have been on the attack. They get it and then, you know, it was a super finish from Carvalho, took it really quickly. But then the lads showed a lot of spirit to come back from that. I think, you know, we scored two goals and then, you know, they broke again. They've got an awful lot of pace on the flanks and Lewis Grabban we all know about. And I think it might have been on goal from Alan Hutton, the third one. I think he puts it in the end. You know, but we come back again, got a penalty and we've missed an awful lot of chances as well. So, half-time, we spoke about, you know, not opening up the middle of the park too easy. And we actually was in good shape when they scored their fourth. And you have to say, you have to take your cap off to that. It's a wonderful strike. But we've had an awful lot of chances today. You know, we've had 26 attempts on their goal. I think they've had 8. And I don't think our goalkeeper's made a save today. You know, so we're devastated by the fifth goal. You know, because that's something we should have done better. That, you know, they've played from the goalkeeper and we got drawn by men rather than, you know, keeping our shape and, you know, blocking passing lanes. And then Grabs does what he does. We all know about him. But, you know, even that got a nick off Axel's heel and, you know, wrong-footed Oyan as well. So disappointed that we haven't got all 3 points. And but our attacking attempt was there. And, you know, I think the supporters showed their appreciation at the end, even though we didn't get all 3 points.
A word on the resilience, Dean, though, to go 2-0 down, to go 3-2 down, 4-3 down, to keep pushing away and getting back into the game and go ahead.
Yeah, well, as I said before, we were actually on the front foot most of the game. Unfortunately, they've got the capability to counter very quickly with the pace that they've got, and we just didn't deal with that well enough.
A word on Yannick Bolasie, his first start tonight. He looked threatening throughout.
Yeah, he did. You know, they had trouble containing him, to be honest. You know, he's a threat when he goes forward, and he's getting fitter. That's his first start today, so really pleased with him for that. I also took a big risk playing John McGinn today. He hasn't done a day's training with us yet, but I thought it was worth the risk today because it was a big game and I wanted to keep, you know, the momentum going at Villa Park. And, you know, scoring 5 goals certainly does that, but, you know, just disappointed that we haven't took all 3 points, which we probably deserved on the balance of the game.
Put me into the sort of the head, the psyche of a manager. It's the first 5-5 ever at Villa Park. What goes through your head on the touchline watching a game like that unfold?
Well, to be honest, you're just thinking about the tactics of it, you know. They've scored 2 quick goals. Is there anything we can do quickly to stop that? You know, we always knew from wide areas we would be a threat. I mean, Algarzi scored a wonderful goal from a great pick out from Neil Taylor. We've got some great players here, and the players here will score goals. But they will also, what people forget, I know we've conceded 7 goals in 5 days, but what people will tend to forget is there were 3 clean sheets here before that.
Yeah.
You know, 2 clean sheets here and 1 away at Derby. So we know how to defend. Today, it just wasn't our night.